Chapter 45. Rex. We tear into the factory complex as a pack. The dragon that opened the doors slithers up to where the wall meets the ceiling to get out of our way, the skin shifting to match the white walls. Sellers is still at my elbow, and I whine a little because I will not be able to keep her safe. There are human guards ahead. We charge, and I assume they will run, but they do not. They stand and shoot, and then they fight us. It is not good. They kill some of us as we come in, and then their knives and electric prods are no match for us, but they fight until they are all disabled. My channel. This is wrong. Sellers' channel. Agreed. She is still working on bees. There is a shifting cloak of shiny black across her back where the mindless units have clustered in response to some pheromone signal she gave out. But Bee's channel remains silent. We tear down doors, and then we find the laboratories. For a moment, we are quiet, not because of what we see, but because of what we are. We all came from places like this. Every one of us has some faint first half memory of the lab where they grew us and built us. The Morrow Lab is far larger than any illegal operation UNAT has seen before. There are lines of tanks here, many occupied by half-constructed bioforms. There are tablets over which the surgical machines hang poised like spiders. Everywhere there are humans, scientists, technicians. They do not stare at us and do not run, but just keep working. There is something wrong with them all. I see eyes go wide and little twitches that I know mean they are going to run away, but they don't. The smell of fear rises and falls over and over. More enemy bioforms are charging in, bowling over the humans in their haste to get to us. We start shooting again, and soon we will be brawling. My channel, find out what is going on here. Sellers ducks down and tries to concentrate, but her headwear is having trouble accessing the system. Morrow has put it on lockdown, and she is thrown back again and again. Bullets scar the counter that she hides behind. My soul big dog returns fire. The battle is taking place across a crowded room, and still the humans do not run. Every time they try, something makes them return to their work. Even when we have destroyed their equipment with our claws and our guns, so that the floor is a carpet of broken glass and metal splinters, they stand there with wide eyes, and they die. Every stray round, every sweep of a claw has a chance of finding a hapless lab worker in its path. I take the matter in hand and push my people forwards, taking their views and giving orders. More of the enemy are pushing in, scrambling over the bodies of the fallen in their haste to join the fight. And they want to fight. It is in every line of their bodies, and the smell of them, but I know it is the hierarchy telling them it is. What were Honey's words? A sweet and honorable thing to die. And they die, and so do we. I stand beside Sellers as she desperately tries to reboot Bees or hack into the laboratory network. She winces and flinches with every shot. She is here for her loyalty to her sister selves, and she has come even though she knows she will probably die. She is braver than I am. I link through to Major Amraj. His troops are close now, dealing with robot defenses that line their side of the laboratory complex. I have a brief set of images and maps from his comms officer and confirm our position. At my knee, Sellers swears and restarts her attempts, thwarted by the countermeasures the lab system is deploying. Bee stirs fitfully on her back. A big cat bioform catches me off guard, too concerned with what Sellers is doing. He strikes me in the chest and slams me into a couple of the civilians. One is killed, the other surely badly hurt. But still, she tries to return to her post and keep working, like a broken machine. I have a hand on my enemy's jaw. His claws rip through my armor vest and peel it off me, drawing red furrows in my chest. The talons of his feet rake at my thigh, strong but not heavy. I throw him off and try to shoot him, but my remaining big dog is not tracking properly. He comes back quicker than I expected and knocks me down again, tearing me up more. My squad are all busy with the others, outnumbered, and besides, part of me wants this to be my fight. I always liked things to be simple, even when I was losing. But things are never that simple, and just as well for me. The cat makes a go for my throat, and we meet teeth to teeth. His eyes are mad with rage and righteousness, and I wonder if his master is telling him, "Good kitty," every time he snaps his jaw shut, or whether that does not matter for cats. A shot strikes him in the side, not enough to go through his own armor, but it throws him off me. The cat yells around, looking for the new enemy. It is Sellers with one of the guard's big guns. In the half-second before the cat kills her, the scout dragon unit is at him, swarming up his side and driving in poisoned teeth. I am signaling Sellers to get back, but she is ignoring me. The bulk of her attention is elsewhere. The cat throws our dragon across the room and lunges at Sellers. I cannot get in the way quick enough, but Sellers explodes with black, buzzing bodies. Bees channel. Integrity 31%. Multiple faults detected. Operational swarm lifespan limited. Hello, Rex. Hello, hello. Buy me time. I need to work here. KK? The cat rears back when Bees reactivates, and that gives me the chance to grab him about the head and try to break him. He is a good model. He is a better model than me. I do not think he was made here, but he has been slaved to their hierarchy. I want to be able to save him, but I am not even sure I can kill him right now. His claws are in me, tearing me up. I try to throw him again, but he turns in my grip like an eel, and then his jaws close on my head, teeth punching in hard in a flash of pain, and I am too old for this. I hurt. I think of Dragon signaling his death after they shot the words out of him. I think of Bees saying goodbye. I wish I had the chance to speak to Honey again. I wish I understood just a little more of what was going on or what will happen next. I restore functionality, routing around the damage, and I am back in control. I am not out of the fight yet. Where am I? What is going on? I have his arm clasped in my jaws. And even if I am an older model, my bite is stronger than his bones. His teeth are at my face. One eye is offline. I feel fangs grinding at my skull. I have to shut down all the damage reports because they are all I can see, and then he bites down deeper, and again jolt and flash inside my skull until the memories come loose, and I am thinking of Retorna. But not the fighting, just the times between when I was in the sun and had no master and no war. And Dr. Desejos would talk about the good dogs her family had once. And I was a good dog, wasn't I? Always tried to be a good dog, was all I wanted to be. Sellers Channel. Rex, you need to fire now. My emergency channel. Weapons, mounts, damaged. Weapon firing disabled. Sellers channel. Just fire the goddamn gun, Rex, now! Please, Rex! I taste blood. I smell cat. I remember how it was to have a master. Would all this pain and damage control mean more to me if I had a master now to tell me I was doing the right thing? When I die, will I have been good? There is nobody left who can tell me. B's channel. Overriding, overriding, overriding. Her units bounce and spatter about us, weaving like drunk things as she fights the lab systems. My remaining big dog sends me a barrage of outraged errors as its safeties are stripped away. When I fire, it no longer feels like part of me, just a weapon on a broken mount that hangs off my body. Sellers is holding it, though, her whole body cradled to steady it against where the cat's head meets its neck. The firing of the big dog almost decapitates the cat. It leaves broken teeth in my skull. The fighting finishes. I try to oversee this, but am unable to coordinate all the feeds from my squad because of all the feeds coming from my memories. I cannot stop them. They are more me than what is going on around me. I can only fight to stay atop them and give my final order. Command passes to my second, a dog called Garm. Garm is a good soldier. He will give good orders. Good dog, Garm. Good dog. Sellers is trying to help. I feel her linking with my systems, fighting with them for control. But it is not my systems that have gone wrong, Sellers. It is the other parts of me, the parts that are organic me and not machine. I can feel it hurts, but I have turned off most of that. It didn't seem to be doing anything useful anymore. B's channel. System access. She doesn't mean me. She means the factory. My channel. What do you have? I can still concentrate on one thing at a time. It is only the big picture where everything breaks apart. My sensory data is not feeding to my brain properly. Thoughts are all I have left. My focus is like a boat that is a bundle of sticks shaken out to become a bat's wing, and it bobs and scuds upon my sea of memories. Sellers channel. I'm trying to stabilize you, Rex. You need to stop trying to move. I tell her I didn't think I was. Parts of my system have been severed. Reflexive movements repeat and repeat. Parts of my body are still trying to fight. Sellers and I work on stilling them. My channel. Bees, report. I am still here, inside this dead weight head. I feel that I am thinking very clearly now, as though I am in the eye of the memory storm. Bees is not reporting, though her channel is live. Sellers is not reporting. Eventually, I have to go and find it out for myself, linking to the enemy systems that Bees has laid bare. I want to know what has happened here. Bees has found out about the humans, the scientists and technicians working to create bioforms here, the guards who stood and fought and died. They are augmented. They have been fitted with hierarchies and chips, just like we were. They wanted to run, but the hierarchies told them they had to work, and so they worked even when we were fighting amongst them, even when we were killing them with the edges of our battle. This is new, but perhaps it should not surprise me. Even as Humos and Honey have fought to free us and make us free like humans, someone out there was thinking that their world would be better if they could make humans slaves like bioforms. Slaves even inside the mind. All those workers were still themselves, but every time they tried to do something different, their feedback chips told them, bad human, and made them feel bad. And when their hierarchy chip gave them orders, they had to obey, just as once I had to obey. Technology is not good tech or bad tech. It is the master who is guilty for what it does. My headwear is stable now, I think, thanks to Sellers and my own diagnostic systems. My body is less so. I sort through damage control and see that I may not make it. I ask Garm for sit rep, and he tells me this active resistance is being driven back through the factory building. Our rat and dragon have followed Bees into the system and prevented it from wiping data, so that the evidence cannot be simply made to disappear. Major Amraj is on his own, but mopping up the last of the resistance. Garm has sent some of our squad to reinforce him. My channel. Who is at the top of their hierarchy? I can no longer speak with my voice. My channel is all I have. B's channel. Working on it. When I hear him, I know my systems are failing me again. It is an old memory come back, and one I do not want, even though a little part of me still wants it after all this time. Hello, Rex. It is Master's channel. This is why Honey sent for me. She must have known this was here, but she didn't tell me. If she had told me, I would not have come. Or is he here? Or is it just my memories of when he was with me and I didn't have to make choices? Hello, Rex, says Master. And I know he is drowned, and I am angry, and I fear, and that little part of me is jumping up and happy because Master is here again.